Hold Tight by Harlan Coben.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
In loving memory of my children's four grandparents, Carl and Corky Coben, Jack and Nancy Armstrong, we miss all of you very much. Author's note: the technology used in this book is all real. Not only that, but all the software and equipment described are readily available to the general public for purchase. The product names have been changed, but really, who's that gonna stop? Chapter 1. Marianne nursed her third shot of Cuervo, marveling at her endless capacity to destroy any good in her pathetic life. When the man next to her shouted, "Listen up, sweet cakes, creationism and evolution are totally compatible," his spittle landed on Marianne's neck. She made a face and shot the man a quick glance. He had a big bushy mustache straight out of a 70s porn flick. He sat on her right. The over-bleached blonde with brittle hair of straw he was trying to impress with this stimulating banter was on her left. Marianne was the unlikely luncheon meat in their bad pickup sandwich. She tried to ignore them. She peered into her glass as if it were a diamond she was sizing up for an engagement ring. Marianne hoped that it would make the mustache man and straw-haired woman disappear. It didn't.
"You're crazy," Strawhair said.
"Hear me out."
"Okay, I'll listen, but I think you're crazy,"
Marianne said. "Would you like to..."